For our first kind of hero, we have to look no farther than one of the most popular and famous radio programs of all time, Dragnet. Created by Jack Webb, who plays Sergeant Joe Friday, laconic, alienated, but ultimately a dutiful believer in the sanctity of the law. Webb's drama was famously billed as documentary in nature, his cases being supplied from actual cases from the Los Angeles Police Department. He compelled his voice actors to radically underplay their roles, making them read their lines from a new device called the teleprompter, in an attempt to forge a sense of spontaneity, authenticity, and ultimately, everydayness. But despite its affectation of documentary realism, Dragnet was a highly structured morality play, its taut narrative moving inexorably towards the solution of the case, the apprehension of the lawbreaker, and the imposition of justice. Dragnet's standard opening establishes this moral geography.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Fatima Cigarettes, best of all long cigarettes, brings you Dragnet.
You're a detective sergeant. You're assigned to narcotics detail. You receive information that one of your city's most fashionable hotels is being used as the clearinghouse for high-grade heroin. Evidence points to a narcotics ring, the center of distribution. Your job, break it.
This introduction, of course, precedes a later introduction that Webb used in the radio program, as well as the 1950s and 1960s television series, the famous This Is the City introduction, which explicitly laid out the city of Los Angeles as a microcosm of a Zoroastrian universe in which good and evil are forever at war. The original introduction places a moral injunction on the listener, who must not only sympathize, but engage in an active identification with the police hero. Lines such as, quote, "You're a detective sergeant working in the narcotics division," end quote, and, quote, "Your job, break it," end quote, unambiguously position the listener and his or her imaginary doppelganger, the unidentified sergeant, as moral agents in a fictive Los Angeles whose symbolic ideal, quote, "one of your city's most fashionable hotels," end quote, must be redeemed. However, with that introduction comes the promise, perhaps even the certitude, of the solution of that crime and the elimination of evil through the agency of the soon-to-be-named Sergeant Joe Friday, whose name, if it does not directly refer to the day of Christ's crucifixion, may at least symbolically link him to moral redemption and a geography of absolute values. Dragnet, the radio show, had first been broadcast on NBC in July of 1949. While the series continued to run on radio throughout the 1950s, it also moved to NBC television in December 1951. While its success on radio continued through much of the 1950s, it was an instant success on television, quickly becoming a top-rated program. NBC's competitor, CBS, got into the police procedural genre rather late, in July of 1953. CBS producer Stanley Niss created a radio program called The 21st Precinct, which in some degrees seemed like a mere knockoff of Dragnet, a mere attempt to exploit Dragnet's immense popularity. While Dragnet was set in Los Angeles, The 21st Precinct was set in New York City, in particular the Upper West Side. And from a superficial perspective, it may have seemed that creator Stanley Niss had only traded one coast for the other in his supposed development of Jack Webb's original concept. Like Dragnet, the 21st Precinct purported to be based on real cases and adhered to its predecessor's fictional documentary style. Like Dragnet, the 21st Precinct also focused on a central police character whose job was not only to narrate the episode, but also to identify its theme and reflect upon its ultimate meaning. Dragnet relied upon the middle rank Sergeant Joe Friday for this function. However, the 21st Precinct, centered on the filtering consciousness of veteran policeman Frank Kennelly, captain of the 21st Precinct, and played by veteran actor Everett Sloan, well known for his work with Orson Welles. Ironically, Frank Kennelly's role as captain made the 21st Precinct, at least in one respect, far more realistic than Dragnet. As captain, he could become involved in a wide variety of cases that took place under his watch. In comparison to the odd, if not outright ridiculous, notion in Dragnet that Sergeant Friday and his partner would work vice one week, homicide the next, and juvenile after that. However, from the very inception of the 21st Precinct, Stanley Niss must have realized that he could not out-Dragnet Dragnet. Frank Kennelly could not simply be Sergeant Joe Friday promoted to Precinct Captain.